Hi, friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, friends, welcome to the Dirty 30, episode 30 of Friends with a Twist podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I am one of your co-hosts, Kenzie, and I am joined by
Madison. Hey, guys.
We are excited to be here. We have all kinds of good stuff to talk about tonight. As usual, we just want to give you a quick reminder of a few things. We love hearing from all of you. Please feel free to reach out and connect with us on Twitter and Instagram, FWAT_podcast. You can email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. And we also have a website for your browsing pleasure, friendswithatwist.com. If you are enjoying the podcast, please give us a rating or a review, whatever you can do, wherever you listen. We appreciate your feedback, and it just helps us, you know, kind of get the word out and lets other people know that we are not total trash, that people like to listen to us. So that's helpful. So,
and it's almost here. Oh my gosh, 2 weeks away from when we're recording this. Pod Bash 2022 is kicking off on October 13th through 17th at Secrets Hideaway in Kissimmee, Florida. You can check out, if you haven't signed up already, you can check out all the details to figure out what Pod Bash is at www.podbashevent.com. We're hosting a fun little, very casual 5K. Well, it'll probably just be 3 miles, not 3.15 or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, we're hosting a little run called the Twisty Trot. It is on. It's totally informal, totally casual, just a fun run Friday morning at Pod Bash at 9 a.m. We're going to meet by the red, like by the big red chair.
An Adirondack.
Yes. That. You'll see it between the two pools there. We will wait for you if you're interested, even if you want to give us a heads up. We'll go for this fun little run, and then maybe we'll have a shot of Fireball. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't rule it out.
And we'd like to let you guys know, if you haven't heard already, if you want to support us, if you like our show, if you'd like to contribute to the production of the show, maybe help out with our Fireball fund. I don't know. Anything that goes into the production of this podcast, you can feel free to hop on over to www.buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast. It's easy to see once you get to the page. You can feel free to donate a certain amount of coffee, like you're buying us a coffee, but all the funds go to the production of this podcast. So yeah. We'd appreciate if you really enjoy what you're hearing, if you'd like to support us. We're here for it. So thank you. And again, that's buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast. Thank you to those few of you who have already supported us. Yay. We love you. We see you. We appreciate you. So this episode, episode number 30, per usual, we're going to have our segments. We're going to start off with our chick chat, talking about what's new in our sexy lives. Then we're going to jump to life and the lifestyle. This episode will focus on female empowerment. And I'm super excited to talk about that. What it means, how we feel. We got some feedback from our listeners on social media that we're excited to share. And then we're going to jump to our Going Deep segment. And apparently this is a foursome story from Kenzie. Mm. Has to do with a club. I don't know. It sounds sexy and I don't know the details yet. So I can't wait to hear. And then as usual, we wrap up with a surprise question. This episode, it will come from Gary. And it looks like he did some origami again for this question. It looks like an airplane. Yes. So we'll see. All right. So now we're going to jump into our usual fireball shots. We are ready to go. We have our fireball poured. Kenzie and I are going to cheers.
Cheers.
Take our shot.
Yum.
Ooh. Hmm. Oh, that was chilled pretty nicely. I'm okay with that.
Ooh.
Ah. And per usual, this brings us into our chick chat segment. Oh my God. Barry and I have just been crazy in our vanilla lives with work, 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 work.
Work.
Yeah, that is what I was going for. We are like opposite weekends right now. It's just a part-time thing that I do occasionally throughout the year. And just between that and with his schedule, we just have not much free time lately.
Yeah.
which sucks. We're doing our best to try to keep up with people via SLS. Like, we're messaging people, mm-hmm. but it's just hard to plan anything right now. And I feel bad because people want to hang out and we're like, how about in December or something? Like, we don't have the time right yeah. now. We're interested, but I don't know. We're just in this slump currently yeah. because we just don't have the free sexy time that it we happens. Used to have. So to be honest, what we are mostly looking forward to is, number one, Pod Bash in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Both of us have been laying our outfits out.
Mm.
I just bought a few more things on Amazon. I think we're officially ready at this point. We'll see. We also have some fun new goodies that we ordered to maybe give away. Hopefully, if they arrive in time, to send down to give away in the little like goodie bags that the Pod Bash yeah. attendees get. So I'm excited good. About that. After that, Barry and I think about 2 weeks after Pod Bash, we are planning to attend the PGC Halloween party. This month. Yeah, it's October already. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Hey, October.
Happy fall, y'all.
Yeah, so the last weekend of October is the Halloween party at PGC. Barry and I were just at the Halloween store last night trying to figure out our costumes.
Oh.
And I'm actually adapting, or what we're planning to do is adapt. I have this Native American costume. It's like a fringe top and a fringe little skirt.
All right.
I couldn't find any accessories because it didn't come with any. So what we have chosen to do is adapt this costume into a pirate theme.
Hmm.
So Barry and I are planning to be sexy pirates this Halloween.
Wow.
Yeah, like I'm all about it. I freaking love Halloween. I don't know. I just love the like creepiness. We have our house decorated, these sexy costumes. Like, I just look forward to it every year.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Hopefully you guys join us, or hopefully other people out there are planning to join us at PGC. Somebody please go. But if you're in the area, Northeastern United States, Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania, if you're going to PGC, Pleasure Garden Club, we would love to meet you there. Let us know if you're going on Halloween. It does fill up, I think, pretty quickly. Like, that's a popular party.
It's usually a really big party. Yeah.
So I suggest signing up ahead of time and showing up for a good time. And on that note, what is new with you and Gary?
Woo! We had a sort of date night with a couple that we had originally met at PGC one night a little while back. And it was not a play session kind of night, but it was just a nice opportunity to just dinner and drinks with this couple, kind of get to know them a little bit better. When we met at PGC, we had chatted with them via Kick after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also nice to just have that opportunity to like sit down face to face with somebody and kind of like get to know them like on that level, you know, which is a little bit different than just chatting online.
Yeah.
So a really nice, fun night, a good chance to get to know them a little bit better. Again, like not an overly sexy, like we were just out in public at normal places. So it wasn't like anything too crazy. That definitely confirmed, you know, that we enjoyed spending time with them and would definitely like to get together again. So
pausing you there. So may I ask, like, why it wasn't a sexy night?
Oh.
Or why that wasn't on the agenda?
Right. I think we had all kind of agreed ahead of time and, like, sort of in the chat and everything that, mm-hmm. like, that was the intent of the night, was just, cool. like, let's get together and chat and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
It never had really come up about, so, like, but where can we
afterward?
Fuck? Like, yeah. I mean, like, that never really came up. So I feel like mm-hmm. we were just kind of all on the same page about kind of the intent of the evening.
Oh, thank God.
Good. So, yeah, which is always helpful when everyone's on the same page. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, it wasn't necessarily any kind of like, because nobody wanted to. It was mm-hmm. just like that wasn't the plan for the yeah. evening. So
cool. Okay.
Yeah, but so that was fun. And then one of the other things that we did somewhere since, I guess, last episode, we went to visit some friends that we originally met on vacation at Desire. That was a fun night. It was one of those situations where we met these people on vacation. We've now hung out with them a couple times since vacation. And I, for one, am starting to feel that perhaps that friendship has kind of run its course.
Oh.
You know, not everyone that you meet is always going to be your best friend.
Why do you feel that way?
not every couple is going to be your Madison and Barry. So just, you know, might want to set that expectation. I honestly, for me, what it comes down to is I don't necessarily feel that I am sexually compatible with the male half of the other couple. Okay. I think he and I prefer very different things in terms of like pace, tempo, force of like the sexual activities. Like, they're fun people to hang out with. I enjoy their company, but I'm not sure that we have much of a future with them in terms of playtime activities. So that's something that Gary and I will have to sort of talk through a little bit more and, you know, potentially navigate in our communication with them. But yeah, just the sexual experience that we had with them was just not really my favorite. So yeah, so that's something that we're going to have to navigate, which maybe could make for a good future topic for a podcast, kind of how you navigate friendships in the lifestyle and, you know, what happens when maybe something specifically happens, or sometimes things just kind of run their course and people go in different directions and there's no hard feelings. But again, like, you don't always stay best friends with everybody in the world. So one last item that involves all four of us is that we are currently planning a trip up to the Finger Lakes region in New York State. I believe the second weekend of November. So if anybody is in that area and might want to try to meet up, like maybe on Saturday night, just somewhere for a drink or something. Yeah. We might be able to make that work. Just kind of tossing that out there as something to look at. But yeah, when we maybe have a little more info or when it gets a little bit closer, we can certainly, you know, connect with people if you want to send us a message and kind of see if we can make something work. But that'll be something to look forward to. Again, obviously, we have Pod Bash ahead of that, which is kind of the big thing. But I think we all sort of enjoy just kind of having stuff on the horizon to look forward to. So that'll be like a nice little just getaway. Again, you know, obviously, we're not going to be laying on the beach of the Finger Lakes soaking up the sun. Like, it's not that kind of trip, but just something fun. I think the Finger Lakes is special to all of us because that's where Fwat was born.
2 years ago, little baby.
Yeah. So it'll be a little reunion of sorts for us. So looking forward to that too.
So we're going to take a quick break. But before we come back with our Life and the Lifestyle segment, we're going to hear some details from one of our sponsors.
Friends, we are so excited to announce a new partnership with Promescent. You may have heard Madison and I talk about using their products in previous episodes, so we're thrilled to be working together now. Promescent has everything you need to be better in bed. They have a wide variety of products, delay spray and delay wipes, lubes, toys, condoms, massage oils, and one of my favorites, the before and after wipes.
From our opinion, they are a one-stop shop for all of your sexual needs. You can check out what they have to offer at promescent.com. That's promescent.com. You'll get free shipping on any orders over $10. And don't worry, all of your orders will arrive in discreet packaging, so the mailman will never know what's inside. All right, friends, we're back for our Life and the Lifestyle segment. As we discussed earlier, this episode, we are focusing on female empowerment. And what two better females to talk about this than Kenzie and I?
Clearly the experts on everything. Yes.
Once again, just to state, we are not experts in any of this shit.
No, not even
but we share our real life experiences, how we feel, our opinions, and what we've come across in the lifestyle. So female empowerment, I think, is a really big, fun topic to talk about. Just to start it off, let's kick it back to the basics. Kenzie, can you share with us a definition from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary on what female empowered or just empowerment means?
I can do that, yes. Empowered, having the knowledge, confidence, means, or ability to do things or make decisions for oneself.
Love it. And I must say, like, that makes sense. I feel that. I felt that majority of the time in the lifestyle. But I also feel like there's times where I don't necessarily feel empowered. I kind of feel, in a way, like, objectified. Just, like, not I don't know, not at that level. Like, yeah. I feel below that level. Like, not, maybe I'm just not in the zone, not in the mood, not, I don't know, feeling the vibe. I just don't always feel completely empowered in the lifestyle. Most of the time I do, thankfully.
Yeah.
How about you?
But I think that's fair. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not every day is the Super Bowl, you know,
true,
like
true.
Some days are going to be better than others. So yeah, I think that like when you are, like when you hit that stride, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's hard to do just every single day or every night or whatever. Yeah. Or like, you know, like some of the events and things that we go to or, you know, anyone goes to. Maybe it's something that you have sort of planned out or you're traveling for or, you know, like it's mm-hmm. months in advance. Like, oh, we're going to go do this. And like, yay. And it's exciting and great and wonderful. But then the day of comes and whatever. Like, it can be any number of things.
Mm-hmm.
You're whatever. You're friggin' bloated. You yeah. like don't feel that great. You don't feel that sexy. You know, mm-hmm. like, oh, shit, a friggin' zit popped up. Like, whatever. Like a bunch mm-hmm. of stupid shit that I think individually we kind of focus on and like, oh fuck, I'm done, it's over, like I'm the grossest thing ever. No one else is seeing it that way, but no. You know, ladies particularly, I dare say, mm-hmm. we get into our own heads and it's like, fuck, it's over, I look like shit, this is terrible, I don't want to go.
Yep,
I get it. Not every day is gonna be some amazing, wonderful, empowered, you're taking on the world kind of day, but if it's something that you can kind of, you know, practice and sort of develop and kind of come into that, it can be really fun, I would say, when you do hit that stride and you are feeling confident and sexy and like, mm-hmm. I'm going to own this and do this and whatever.
But I also feel like it's not only days where maybe you're bloated, your period came, you have a zit, shit, whatever the heck it is. There's days where I still feel sexy and confident, but I go into a place and I'm so focused on like what I want. Like I want attention from Barry. I want attention from who we're planning to meet. And when I get attention from so many others just walking around, like blatant, clear, staring, drooling, I don't know, whatever, just staring basically. Like I get too much attention that I do feel like an like a sexual object.
Okay.
That anyone feels like they have the opportunity to touch or be a part of, or there's times where it's that, like, I feel super confident, but like I don't want the attention from others, so I feel almost like people feel like they have the power, like they're entitled to me just in that, because I'm in that scenario,
right?
So
yeah, and I would say that this is definitely a situation where it is probably more of a, I don't know, continuum.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily just an either or, yes, no, on, off kind of situation.
No.
There can be that variability depending on, yes, like the environment, the people, like all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. So, though, if we are working from this definition of being empowered and sort of this idea of, you know, like knowledge, confidence, ability to do the things, make the decisions for oneself.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like you're in control of your own yourself, your evening, what happens,
your
where
destiny.
It goes. Yeah. We had shared this question on the social media accounts. We had asked, essentially, we directed our question to the lifestyle ladies to ask what makes you feel empowered as a woman in the lifestyle.
Okay. So starting on Instagram, some of the responses we got there were, just to summarize, females enjoy being connected to their feminine energy of expansiveness and the vast acceptance in the community.
Nice.
Very well put.
Yeah, my
Thank you for that response. Some other ladies had said they enjoy feeling empowered because they have the final yes or no to going further with a couple. And if they don't feel comfortable themselves, then it's just a no across the board. Another female said they like being able to communicate what they like and what they don't like. Someone else said their communication skills with their partner help them to feel empowered in the lifestyle. And I think those are some pretty solid responses just via Instagram itself. I know we've had some others via Twitter.
Yeah.
Just right off the bat, what I'm gathering is a lot of like female confidence and like they're the one kind of put in control in a lot of these situations. And that's what helps to make them feel empowered in the lifestyle.
Yeah. And I think the Twitter responses sort of support that. So, for example, on Twitter, some of the responses we got include the feeling of complete control I get by being in charge of the night.
Mm.
If a hookup is going to happen or not, I definitely love that part of this adventure. Another Twitter follower said, it is a total power trip for me. The choice to play is all up to the females and our experiences. I love being desired and having the power dynamic over normally dominant men. It gives me confidence and it is a huge turn on for me.
Oh, I like that.
Another follower said, I find the fact that the lifestyle is so female driven to be incredibly empowering. The misconception when you start is that it's the dudes running the show, but in reality, it's all about the women.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So that is very true and fun. I agree with that one. Another follower said, I love that I can confidently be naked in a room full of sex and no one will touch me without my consent. I feel so empowered knowing I am safe in whatever I'm wearing or not wearing and wherever I am within the lifestyle environment. And then the last couple, just really quick. I love that there are no lines between friendship and sex. You can have a more full and free relationship with people in the lifestyle than in the vanilla world. And last but not least, I found it very empowering to be able to ask for what you want, including fulfilling fantasies, and what makes you feel good in the lifestyle.
Thank you, ladies.
I love this. That's so good. I love this question.
Yes.
So how about for you, Kenzie? Like, what does it mean for you to be an empowered, confident boss bitch in this lifestyle?
Well, shit. I mean, that's going a little far. I don't know.
All right. That might have been extreme.
No, I mean, I think for me, it's all about the idea of choice and having choice, especially at this stage of the game. I do have a fair bit of control in the situation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, not to the extent that I would ever force Gary into something.
Yeah.
But I feel like I am choosing to participate in the lifestyle with Gary. We've had that conversation. Like, this is what we're doing. We've made that choice together. So, that's empowering. Mm-hmm. And then within the lifestyle, I feel like I am making those choices about what I'm going to wear to parties or different events or things. I'm choosing kind of who I want to give my time and energy to and interact with. And again, not to the exclusion of Gary's wants and needs, but I do feel sort of a certain amount of like, yes, I'm comfortable with this. No, I'm not. And then we move forward together based on that. And again, for the most part, I would say that that happens likewise. I know that's not really the focus of this conversation, but I also don't want to just totally ignore that. But I do feel, I guess, a little bit of that control that I have an equal voice in this partnership with Gary that, if we're not both in, we're not moving forward. And just that, I think, is part of the kind of empowerment for me. Mm-hmm. But what about you, Madison?
Honestly, I basically feel the same. And I just want to shout out, we just got a real-time response to this question on Twitter, too. And someone else just added that in regards to empowerment, they said they love that most people will build each other up, which often boosts one's confidence to explore individual and couple sexuality. Going off of that, that's what I feel like empowerment is. It's really, really directly related to confidence.
Yeah.
To bring it back, I feel like, number one, in order to feel empowered in the lifestyle, you need to be able to openly communicate your wants, your limits, your needs, your desires with your partner right at baseline. And then you should feel that you can be confident in your decisions moving forward in the lifestyle without having to maybe talk in the moment because you're already on the same page with your partner.
Yeah.
You already feel empowered to say yes or no because you already have talked to your partner. Mm-hmm. Like you've already had those conversations with them. So that's what makes me feel empowered. Like I'm confident saying, yeah, we're good with this. Yeah, let's move forward because Barry and I have already talked. Like we're already on the same page. Yeah. I already know what he's comfortable with. And I feel like, in the lifestyle, women typically call the shots or they give the green light. So just in regards to that, that's just empowering. It's not to say that men aren't like a big part of that decision, but I feel like in everyday life, men always make so many of the decisions or I don't know. It's just been a male dominant world period. It's just been that way. So in this regard, it's kind of nice that the females have that final say. It's not that they make the decision for both, but it's kind of the final say. I'm okay with this. Okay, so you make the call. So then the female can make the ultimate call, whether they're moving forward or not, which I think is empowering in itself.
Yeah.
Maybe going back to what I said earlier, like there's times where I do feel empowered and there's times where I feel just objectified and just I'm only here for sex or I'm only here for your prop kind of thing. So I don't know. There's a mindset. Mm-hmm. It's a vibe. It's just feeling. Sorry, it's not more concrete than that for me personally. But I don't know. There's time. It really depends on my mood. Like sometimes I love all the attention. Mm-hmm. I'm confident and I love the feedback that I get from people. And then there's times where, like I said, I only want attention from Barry or whoever we're meeting, or the other single male or the couple that we're meeting. And yeah, when everyone else stares at me like a piece of meat that's open for anyone in the shop to purchase, like, I'm not okay with that. And yeah, that doesn't make me feel empowered. That makes me feel so low and so little.
Yeah.
And that I'm just here to fill others' needs. I'm not here for my own needs.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Do you ever feel that way, or is it just me?
No, I do understand what you're saying. I think I'm just like such a bitch that I don't care.
Okay. Okay. Fine. I mean, I can either way too, but it still bothers me.
And like, I don't even know how to better articulate it. Like, I think for the most part that like, so, okay. So if I'm thinking about like, all right, I'm at this, you know, I'm at a party and I have some lingerie on and mm-hmm. there are a bunch of guys looking at me. Mm-hmm. I think for the most part, I do find it to be like a turn on, mm-hmm. but like in a twisty way, because I'm like, yeah, you fucking want this? Well, too bad. You aren't going to have it. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know that I have that sort of empowerment. Like, I have that control. I can make that choice. And I don't say it that way to be some sort of just like tease or just flat out bitch, even though I kind of am, like, but like that's kind of what it's about for me, that like, sure, you can look all you want, but like, this, it's my choice whether I talk to you or engage with you or, you know, let you whatever, touch me, hug me, kiss me, whatever. So I kind of, I don't know, I guess I kind of see it in that way. And I guess, again, like maybe just like my weirdo personality, like, maybe I'm good at sort of tuning some of that out or ignoring people. Like, sometimes I feel like I just don't even notice it. For me, it's usually more of a turn on. Mm-hmm. That, like, oh, cool. Like, people have noticed. Like, I made some effort tonight. Like, I did my hair and makeup and I put this little contraption on and I'm wearing yeah. high heels and, like, yeah. yay, I look good. Like, thank you for noticing.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know. I just don't necessarily feel sort of that objectification, I guess. I couldn't necessarily provide strategies for how to do that. I think it's just something weird in my head that I'm like, well, fuck it. I don't owe you anything. I don't know you.
Well, that's where I'm torn, because if I'm dressing slutty, sexy, scantily clad mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. a purpose, mm-hmm. I expect attention. Yeah. Obviously, because I'm dressed that way. Like, I'm not opposed to it. I'm like, why the fuck are they looking at me as I'm walking around in a thong and high heels?
Right, yeah, it's not
that. I understand. But, yeah. But there's times where I'm like, I'm choosing to be slutty tonight for a reason. But yeah. then there's times where I'm like, it's contradicting in my head, but I like, I'm dressing this way, but I don't always feel like everyone's allowed to look at me that way. It doesn't make sense because I'm going out in public, but I also feel like, I don't know, sometimes I don't always dress that way, but if I kind of am, I feel like you're kind of privileged to be able to see all of this of me. And like mm-hmm. some people, maybe it's just the way people come across or come up to me and communicate. Maybe that's more of it than just looking. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just feel like you can come up and put your hand on me and just out of the blue talk to me yeah. or no. assume that I'm down for anything because I'm in a thong and thigh highs. Like, yeah, no.
That's not cool.
That's not what it is. I feel empowered and sexy in my own, but that doesn't mean I'm open for business for anybody in right. the lifestyle. Right, so that's right. where in my mind, sometimes it just, I think it's just how people approach you maybe mm-hmm. that bothers me more.
No, and that makes total sense to me and is totally fair. Mm-hmm. People don't approach me, so I don't have that problem.
They see your face and they're like, oh, like, stay away from her.
That bitch, she is having a bad night. Let's move on. Yeah, like, no, I do not give off a welcoming vibe.
I didn't think I did either, but
like, you have to want it. Like, if you're going to, like, grow a pair and come talk to me, like, you have to want it, because I do not give off, like, warm, sexy, flirty, come talk to me vibes. So
I didn't think I did either, but
I don't know.
You never know.
Well, you're really hot, though, so I think so guys are willing to risk it.
Risk it and be shut down. I don't know.
It is, though. But there is, again, it's a continuum. Like, different nights, different environments can be different. the feedback and the people that happen to be there can kind of influence, I think, kind of how you're feeling and reacting in the situation. So, yeah, like it's not that this is just like a one answer fits all.
Oh, God, no, clearly not. Like
it, there can definitely be variability.
We feel different ways. But in regards to that, there's ways that you can either in person or online communicate with others about how you're feeling to maybe show your empowerment.
Yes.
Clearly for you in person, it's just the way you look at people.
Just this bitchy face of mine. Yes, that works.
But maybe for the majority of new people in the lifestyle, they're communicating with people online and they're trying to navigate that like correspondence with others online. And there's a way to maybe feel confident in your own empowerment in the way you communicate with others. I don't know if you have any tips or techniques that you do that maybe when you're communicating with others, trying to show your empowerment or dominance or something of that sort.
I do in some cases where, you know, whatever the forum is, if I'm communicating with somebody, if the conversation starts to go in a direction that maybe I'm not super comfortable with, or I don't know, even just something that I wasn't expecting, I often will just sort of pause and maybe not respond right away. I feel like sometimes I just need that minute to kind of compose myself or think about how to get us back on track or how to communicate, wow, that's not really what I was thinking. What about this? Or whatever the case is, but just to sort of take that pause.
Yeah.
Instead of just feeling like I have to automatically respond or react to something that somebody, you know, has said or whatever. So that I think has been sort of my tactic. I'm not trying to be like clever or difficult or, oh, I have the upper hand here. I'm in control. Like it's not that. It's just like I think more my own comfort level. What about you, Madison?
I think that's how it should be. Like anyone should feel empowered enough that like if they're not comfortable with a way a conversation is going or an interaction is going, it's okay to take that step back. Like anybody, male or female, should feel empowered to do that. Yeah. I do the same exact thing, especially on Kick a lot of the time and the constant instant messaging. Like not only do I not enjoy a lot of frequent day-to-day contact with people, it's just too much for me and doesn't really turn me on.
Sure.
I sometimes feel like usually males a lot of the time tend to take the conversation right to like the nitty-gritty, like sexy, like let's share photos. Or someone told me like he wants to have a separate conversation and just flirt with me more. And no, like that's not really what I'm into. And I don't need that to be able to like link up with you and your partner. I don't need that. It doesn't do anything for me. So I typically kind of stop responding. And when people reach out, I'll give like a short vanilla response, just like in general, like how I'm feeling. Like that gives me a sense of empowerment that like I'm not comfortable with this. And this is, I'm going to be just giving you a short plain answer as to like why my day-to-day life doesn't allow me to do that with you, or why I'm not interested, or like, no, thank you. Like I have the empowerment to say that.
Yeah.
Not even in person, but over social media or online or messaging or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
Which makes me feel good in this lifestyle.
So Madison, just in like a quick word or phrase, because I know we have just a couple other quick things we want to get to here. What advice would you give to other women about feeling empowered in the lifestyle?
I feel like women in the lifestyle are empowered if they go after what they want. Yes. Even if there's a chance it might not work out, they put themselves out there and they say what they want, they try, and it is what it is after that. They at least go for it. I feel like women who are empowered in lifestyle support other women. They support others' choices in general. They're not judgmental. We're just supportive of each other. I think what makes me feel empowered is supporting things that you do, even if I'm not like fully into it. Like I support you. I want to build you up, like make you feel good about it. That makes me feel good too. So I don't know. That's something that makes me feel empowered. And like I said earlier, just being confident in general, I think kind of directly aligns with being empowered in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And I guess my little spin would be that it's worth the maybe time and effort that it might take. I think this is a skill like anything else. It might take a little time and effort to kind of develop and get comfortable with. But I really feel like the potential payoff is worth it. That if you can kind of focus on kind of honing this idea of being confident, being comfortable in yourself, taking that control, I definitely think it's worth the effort. Because when you're having one of those nights when you look good, you feel good, you're making those decisions, like mm-hmm. you're choosing who to talk with, who to interact with, who you might want to go further with, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I feel like those are just like the best nights. Like it's just such a great feeling. Mm-hmm. And again, it's probably not going to be every night and that's okay. But I think it's definitely worth the time and effort. You know, it's something that you might have to kind of practice and develop over time, but can mm-hmm. be totally worth it.
Yes.
So if that's not your just natural way of being, which is probably the case for most of us, I would just argue that it's definitely worth the investment of kind of practice. Practice makes perfect.
Practice, fake it till you make it. Yeah. A little mix
of all of it. Yep.
I don't, hopefully that's good advice for you ladies out there and males. Maybe well, you got yeah. some advice on sure. this too, I hope. It's just to wrap it up, ladies, take control. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be afraid to say what you want. Go for it. Act on it. Make a move, regardless of the outcome. Confidence, honestly, is your sexiest accessory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with a sexy story from Kenzie. All right, everybody, we are back for our Going Deep segment. Mm. This episode is a sexy story from Kenzie. I don't know shit about it and I'm so excited to hear. So take it away, Kenzie.
Okay, thank you. So, a little tiny bit of backstory on the actual story. Gary and I met this couple that I will be talking about at PGC in Philly.
Okay.
It was a random sort of night. He and I ventured down for some reason without you and Barry.
That's okay.
And it was honestly, I think it was a pretty quiet, like a relatively quiet night for PGC. But we happened to run into this couple and for the sake of this story, this couple will henceforth be known as Phil and Ellie.
Phil, Ellie. Okay, got it.
So we met Phil and Ellie at a PGC party, and I believe we've referenced them before, not by name, in a previous Chick Chat segment. I mentioned that we met a couple and they had a single female with them. And Gary and I approached this sort of thruple-looking situation. And Gary complimented the one woman's pink boots.
Mm, yeah.
So anybody who happens to remember that, and this is getting like pretty like deep in the woods, but or in the weeds, I guess. But it's them. So we met Phil and Ellie and their friend, who is not really part of this story, but we met them all at PGC. Okay, fine. We danced with them that evening. We kissed a little bit on the dance floor, just kind of that general sort of flirtiness, but there was no other play. We kept in touch via text after that evening. So that gave us a chance to get to know each other a little bit, just general easygoing sort of conversation, but also some like flirting and sharing some sexy photos back and forth. So it was a nice way to kind of progress a potential friendship.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to get into this or can you paint the picture of what Phil and Ellie look like for me?
Oh, okay. No, I can throw that in there right now. That's cool. So both Phil and Ellie are physically fit, and I would say that the night that we met at PGC, we all kind of had that in common, maybe like bonded a little bit over the fact that like we all work out and kind of do some similar things. So Phil runs a lot, does a lot of different races, so he's very like lean and mean.
Okay.
Ellie also definitely does a lot of working out, very like strong sort of, but like a good like a very nice strong sensual balance. And she has this like just amazing ass to die for.
Ooh.
I love it. I was envious of it. And yeah, just like really attractive people. They clearly take care of themselves. Like just it was all good all around. Both happen to have like darker hair if you need a little visual.
I do.
In that
thank
way.
You.
Yeah.
So yeah. They like short.
Short tall. Hair. Yeah. Both have like short hair. Awesome people all around.
Okay. Got
so,
it. So this is the second time you met them at PGC?
That was the first time we ever met them was at PGC.
I'm sorry.
No, you're
tracking. Got it.
So we met them that night. We chatted, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And then it was, okay, so let's try to get together again.
Yes, and you chatted online.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fairness, I would say that like both sides of the equation took a little bit of a chance on this. Hmm. We ended up inviting them over to our house. This was over the summer.
Okay.
Like, hey, come over. Like, we'll hang out by the pool, whatever, blah, blah, blah. In everyone's sort of defense, they were sort of taking a chance coming to our house, having only met us once.
Yeah.
And they had to travel a little bit for that. We were, again, maybe taking a little bit of a chance, like having these people over to our house after only having met once.
And were you clear, like you just wanted the couple or were you interested in their unicorn too?
No. Yeah. I think we were pretty clear that we wanted to communicate with them.
Okay.
Yeah. We were not trying to like encroach on like the whole group situation.
Okay.
And honestly, I think after the fact, we kind of all learned that we were maybe all a little kind of that blend of excitement and nervousness about the situation, like sort of after the fact. Because it is. I mean, it's a little intimidating.
It's
fun, though. Yeah. Like if you're a couple just venturing to someone's home for the first time. Yeah. And then like we were, you know, like, well, we're going to have these people over. And, you know, certainly we extended the invitation that they could stay over for the night because, again, they were traveling a little ways. So, okay, fine. So they get here. They were amazing house guests. I'll just throw that out there from the get-go.
So, did they stay overnight?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They ended up staying. So, and which was totally fine. We all gambled. We all at least won in that respect. But please out there, be careful.
Yeah.
Like I'm not advocating that you just invite people to your house willy-nilly either. So just take that.
I think you're safe. You're in a couple. You're inviting a couple. It's an even playing field.
Yeah.
It helps a little bit.
But yeah. But just, yeah. I'm just going to throw that out there.
All right,
so anyway. So they get here.
Good shit.
So they get here. You know, like we make some drinks, whatever. We're hanging out. We go out to the pool. Spend some time in the water. Just kind of just general chit-chat. Again, continuing really to get to know each other like in 3D at this point. We played a few different, you know how we love our games.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this was an example of when Gary and I pulled out the Horrible Life game.
Oh, the card
that
game.
Horrible Life was kind enough to share with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we played a few rounds of that with Phil and Ellie.
That's like perfect with new people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they actually had brought a game or two. Their game, I think, was like something about like deviate something. But it was kind of like, again, sort of like a never have I ever sort of situation. So kind of similar. But so we played a couple rounds of those different games.
And were you all just, you're in your bathing suits still, like normal vanilla people playing games? Or are you naked by now?
Ellie and I both had on, you know, bikinis, like nothing too scantily clad. Gary had on kind of his normal swim trunks.
Okay. But at this point, the games didn't make you like, take your top off or...
No. Yeah, not necessarily. Phil had on some nice, I don't know what you call them, like small shorts.
Ooh.
They weren't short, like board shorts. You know what I mean? They
shorty
were like
shorts.
Shorty shorts.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's
nice.
Fun.
So no, I think when the game started, we were all still clothed.
Okay.
I mean, as clothed as you're going to get in the pool. But anyway.
Boring. I'm just kidding.
Well, come on. It's like it's part of the progress.
I know.
I believe somewhere along the line, Ellie had made a comment about their preference really was to play earlier in a swing experience.
Yes, girl.
Rather than later at night.
Yes. Yeah. I feel that.
So, like, we heard that.
Ooh.
And, you know, like, we are such accommodating people that we're like, yes, we can make that happen.
I'm ready.
So, we played this game in the pool for a minute, and then we're like, all right, it's playtime. So, we are out on our kind of patio, and Phil and I take what Gary and I refer to as the sex bed. I think the actual product description called it a day bed, but whatever.
Okay.
We have it on the patio and we fuck on it sometimes. So we call it the sex bed.
Lounger bed.
Yep. That. And then Gary and Ellie were on the patio on some like mats and pads. Like
aww.
They're not just like on concrete.
On the
like
grounds.
We at least try to make it as comfortable as possible.
But again,
so like, you just went straight to it.
Yeah, there. Well, wow. There was a brief pause because Gary, I think, and Ellie both came into the house to get various accessories.
Okay.
Condoms, lube. I think Ellie perhaps grabbed like a vibrator of sorts, a toy of some sort. There was that brief pause, and I can remember this, which is sort of like stupid funny. I turned to Phil and said, "So are you guys full swap?"
Oh, good point to ask,
like,
that,
you know,
then.
Right? Yeah. Like hell of a time to actually clarify. And he said yes, so that was fine. And if he had said no, that would have been fine as well. But thank goodness, like, I clarified. Gary and Ellie come back out to the patio, to the outside, with the various accessories. And then, we kind of really just dove into it from there, if I'm being honest. So that was super fun.
So you, like, dove into Phil's cock, or?
I believe before we paired off, like, male-female,
mm-hmm.
I do distinctly recall at some point here in the afternoon, Ellie and I took a moment on this, on like the patio setup with this like pad and mat on the ground. And it was actually like my first female 69.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
It was Ellie and I was on the bottom and she was on the top, but in the traditional 69 position.
Mm-hmm.
And that was super fun. And I believe that was my first time 69ing with another woman. So
wow. It was like legit pleasurable.
Yeah.
You enjoyed what you were doing and what you felt.
Yes, it was good. I will say selfishly, I was very glad to be on the bottom because I get really self-conscious being on the top.
Oh.
Just like having my ass up in the air like that. Or I don't know. It's weird. It doesn't make any sense. That's probably another story for another time. But no, I took the bottom. She was on the top. Had my hands on her ass, licking her pussy. It was great. She was like, had her face in my twat. It was great.
Yes.
So we enjoyed that for a little bit. And then I believe we paired off into the male-female pairs.
Mm-hmm.
I can really only speak for myself then moving forward. So Phil and I are on this sex bed. I believe I started on my back and just like gave him the green light. Like, yes, go for it. Like, I'm in. Let's
like,
do this.
Eat me out or just fuck me. You don't even remember.
No, I was so, all of it was so good. We're going to pick
up. It's totally normal. If you're so in the moment, right? You don't remember every fucking detail. Yeah. That's a good sign.
We're going to pick up from like, just like pound me for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was all good. And then at some point I was like, no, I got to get on top. So like we flip over. I'm like, I rode him for a little bit. That was completely enjoyable. I was totally satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And then he...
So you like orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
While trying not to ride the sex bed off the patio. There's always a delicate balance with this stupid thing because it does move a little if you're like really applying some force. So you just got to be careful of that. And then we kind of like rotate one more time. And then I was able to accommodate a little bit of doggy style for him to be able to finish. So I think I'm like finally growing up and I can handle that a little bit. That like took a few minutes and that was totally fine. Somewhere in the middle, he's like, yeah, sometimes I take a minute. And I was like, it's fine. We're good. Everybody's good. We're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of like then the sort of comical side of this is, again, like it's a nice warm summer day. So he and I are like sweating at this point.
I can just imagine you sweating.
Out in the sun, fucking like rabbits, sweating. Really, I mean, honestly, everything felt amazing. It was great. It was good pace. It was good tempo. It felt amazing. I was not uncomfortable. It wasn't like some sort of hard jackhammer kind of situation. Like it was great. So I was totally enjoying it, but I was quite warm. Phil finishes, like that's great and fine. So he like kind of takes the condom off. And then I believe he and I both sort of stumble over into the pool in an effort to just cool down for a second.
Wow.
Which was, again, like kind of comical, maybe a little sexy. I don't know. Somewhere in the middle. But that was really fun. I honestly, unfortunately, I couldn't tell you what was happening behind me with Gary and Ellie. So I don't know if that'll be a story for another time.
But I believe there was equal enjoyment happening behind me, but I was oblivious to it.
I mean, that's kind of nice. You were so involved in what you were doing.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you were just straight up fucking. There was no oral between you and him, was there?
No, there probably was. I think I might have glanced over that, but like, I just dove right into the story here.
Right into the cock. No, he dove right into you.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of diving.
No, that's hot. That doesn't, like, sometimes it's, you're so into the moment and attracted to each other, you go straight to fucking. Like, you don't even care about anything else.
Right, yeah. You don't even need, like, the foreplay at that point. Like, you've already done that with whatever. Yeah.
That's hot.
So it's good. So at that point, we all sort of collect ourselves. We get cleaned up. We ventured out in the convertible for some dinner. If you follow us on the social media, I had posted a photo basically of my ass up out of the convertible. And there was a man's arm in the photo, if anybody noticed that part.
Oh, is that Phil?
But it was that night. Yeah, that there's Phil's claim to fame. Not really. He's having a successful life all without me involved. We go, we have dinner, there's drinks, blah, blah, blah. And then when we came back to the house, we played our favorite sort of Jenga game with one of the card games. And that lent itself to some more sexy fun inside, this time in the living room. So there was more shenanigans to be had, some more orgasms. I do recall hearing about the fact that Ellie enjoyed Gary's little claim to fame. He loves to like... If a woman is on top, and he does this for me all the time, and I love it, he'll like grab the hips and just help the female sort of like grind, like sort of like get a little bit deeper and kind of like grind down onto his cock. And she had commented how she enjoyed that. Oh. And I think she was going to ask Phil to sort of try that like in their endeavors.
Yeah.
So, like, that's fun, you know, when you can, like, you know, maybe learn something new or find something new that you want to try again. Heck so, yeah. That was fun. But yeah, so that was totally cool and enjoyable that we had sort of a round two after the fact. And then, yeah, they stayed over. They didn't have to drive home that night. It was fine. And it was all good. And I look forward to seeing them again.
Awesome. Wow, that's hot.
The takeaway message from all of this is, obviously, we talk a lot about this whole friends with a twist idea and like how we like to make friends and like friends are great. Yay. But I truly would advocate for that because I feel like when we met them at PGC, like none of us knew that we were going to meet that night. We hadn't chatted ahead of time. None of us had any expectations for that night at the club. But as it so turned out, it developed into like this fun, cool thing. So I guess I would say, A, don't be afraid to take the first step because for what it's worth, Gary, bless his heart, and me tagging along, like went up and introduced ourselves to them and like their group.
Nice.
So like sometimes you just have to like take the deep breath and like take the plunge, make the move. And then also just maybe appreciating some of that communication ahead of time. Don't get us wrong. Like one night stands are fun too in their own way.
True.
But I think there's also something to be said for like a little bit of that buildup. We met them. Again, we knew they were real people. We knew they were attractive. But then we kind of had some time to just like get to know each other a little bit, share some fun photos, like kind of have some of that sexual tension and like build up along the way before we like had a physical connection with them. And I dare say that there's something to be said for that too. Don't necessarily rule that out. It doesn't always have to be that you meet someone at a club or an event. And like, yeah, like they're cool and fun. Like, oh my God, we better fuck them tonight. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be that. I know it works out that way sometimes. And those are fun too. I'm not trying to like poo-poo anything. But it's also fun like when you have some of that buildup. So it can go a lot of different ways.
I agree.
Oh my God. Wow. All right. That's it. I'm going to stop talking. It was amazing. It was fun. Thank you, Phil and Ellie. Can't wait to see you guys again. Make friends. Have fun. Be safe.
That's what it's all about.
Happy fucking.
Yes. That's why we're here. That's what it's all about. We're here to promote that. Woo. Thank you for that sexy story, Kenzie. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with our surprise question from Gary.
That brings us back, friends, for the final segment, our surprise question. And this episode, the question is provided by Gary. But Madison is going to read the question for us. We will do our best to tackle it. It sounds like it's a long question, but a short answer. So we'll see how this all pans out.
Yes. I'm opening it.
God, was it like taped? That? Oh my God.
It literally was taped. So jeez. We'll try to get it back for a photo. We'll see.
Holy business.
Holy fucking chicken scratch. All right. So, wow. This is long. Okay. Question of the day. Secrets Hideaway is a fucking party. Literally. Podbash ensures that things are going to get wild. In just a few weeks, your pretty little eyes will see elusive unicorns sauntering naked in the sun.
Wow.
Plentiful single males on the prowl, proudly displaying prominent penises.
Mm.
Oh my God. A boatload of bouncing boobies. Flocks of swinging cocks. Mm. Housewives turns into hot wives. There will be poolside fucking, dance floor grinding, playroom orgies, dungeon flogging, hot tub hijinks, and sexy swingers and sex swings. Basically, you're going to get 3 nights in a location where just about anything can happen. This being said, what is one sexy Podbash goal that you have for yourself, and what is one sexy Podbash goal that you have for your co-host or entire FWAT team? Ooh, I have an answer. I'm ready.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. I have an answer.
Wow. Go, girl, go.
So, sexy goal that you have. Number one, for my partner, not my co-host, Barry.
Fine.
I seriously hope that we can find a female that is, number one, on someone that Barry's attracted to that I'm okay with, but like that he can have the opportunity to play separately with. Like, I can send them two off and I'm comfortable with them like playing alone. Uh-huh, like, I really want him to have a single play type of scenario.
Got
and I'm
it.
Really, really fingers crossed hoping it'll happen.
Okay.
Taking applications. I really want that to happen. It happened for me the first time down there and I so like nothing more. Like, I really want that for Barry.
Yeah.
So that's what I want. And for myself, I'd like to have another sexy scenario like I did the past year. So, I mean, that's my goal. And whoever's involved, I'm not going to put pressure on anybody, but I have ideas. And that's
whoever
it.
Shows up.
Like, I'm not just going to fuck anybody. But can I just quickly make a little side note?
Yep.
We did receive a comment from a single male who messaged us and said, so is this just a fucking party? Like, is this just a fuck fest? I think he said. And I don't think I answered the single male because I was so annoyed by his response. Like, it's not just a fuck fest. Amidst what we just said in fun, yeah. It's really not just like you show up and you can fuck whoever you want, wherever.
No. Yeah.
Everyone's fucking. It's not,
no.
You're not, it's not consensual just because you're part of Podbash. It's still
right.
Like a normal swinger scenario. So we say it's a fucking party. We mean it's a fucking, like, it's a party and there could be fucking on the side. It's not a fucking party. It's not just for fucking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can I make that clear?
Yeah. So, to call it a fucking party, in that case, fucking as the adjective, like
it's
that
an adjective, not a verb.
Yes. It's like it's an amazing party. Like,
yes,
say
yes,
it,
yes,
like,
yes.
You could say it that way. It's not that. Yes, just because I'm there, I will fuck any and everyone.
Exactly.
It's not that.
Just want to make that clear.
Yes, yes. Fair. Good point.
So anyway, what is one sexy Podbash goal that you have for yourself and for your co-host, partner, FWAT team? What do you say, Kenzie?
Okay. All right. So my personal goal is so fucking stupid, but I had such fun last year.
I know it. Pouring the shots.
Pouring the shots. If I, like, hello, Brenna, Brian, Front Porch Swingers, and or
Secrets Hideaway in
general. Secrets Hideaway, Barbie, and or Mark, I think, was, like, the entertainment
Type
guy.
Man. Yeah.
If you happen to be listening, I so very much enjoyed standing on the bar pouring the shots. I would love to do that again, please. Thank you.
And I want to be a part of it because I totally missed that last
year. No, I know. You fucks were all like out grinding on people and I was just alone dancing on the bar. And it was, I still fucking loved it and I'll do it again in a heartbeat.
Yes.
So that's my own stupid personal goal. I share my partner goal. Last year, I sent Gary off to get a blowjob, which he accomplished. But if he could, like, go all the way,
right?
I would like to support that. Yes. So I don't, if there's some, like, really ambitious woman, if you feel like you can take on both Barry and Gary.
Separately, though. I think they each need their own time.
All right. So I don't know, you got to be available share. Friday and Saturday.
I don't know
night.
If it's fair to share. We could try it.
I don't know. I don't know where they want to start. If they just want to... Whatever. We can talk. We can make something work. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, my goal would be for just everybody to get, like, some semblance of what they're hoping for.
I agree. So we all want to fuck other people separately.
And I just want to pour shots
while you guys are fucking people. Kenzie
just wants to pour alcohol on everyone's throats. I think we can do this, fellas. Ladies, let's make it happen.
Come on. Come on, guys.
I love it. Perfect question. 2 weeks away to Pod Bash. Can't wait to be there. Right. And I hope we can make our dreams come true. Oh, friends, thank you so much for listening. I think that about wraps it up for episode 30, Dirty 30. Here we are. We are done. We will be at Pod Bash in 2 weeks. We hope to see most of you there. Again, reminder, we'll also be at the Finger Lakes in New York State. Early November. We'll post more details about that. Yep. PGC Halloween party end of October. Please let us know if you're going. We'd hope to see you there. And don't forget, if you'd like to support us in our podcast efforts, you can donate to us at buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast.
Please leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. If you are so inclined, we'd so appreciate it.
Yes.
Share us with your friends as well. And that's it. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.